Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we are joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for taking the time to come talk to us again.
Hey, no problem. Good to be with you.
And it's been a few weeks since we've been able to last talk, but there's been so much happening in Emery County, and it all started really yesterday, or it came to a head yesterday, when during the commission meeting you guys talked more in depth about the inland port that is coming to Emery County, something which I've been very excited about since I first heard about it. So let's talk about that a little bit. A bunch of different businesses come in. Let's talk a little bit about what the inland port is looking to bring to the county.
Yeah, so the inland port is a state entity that helps connect resources to businesses, help with tax increment financing, and that allows us to have a little budget to use for other things, infrastructure, building out industrial parks. So it gives us some good seed money to try to grow. And so the Inland Port Authority, if people are inside the Inland Port Authority, that they're available to get all of those resources. So it's a really good thing.
And we had a bunch of different businesses get parcels within this inland port. I mean, you have Wolverine Fuels, Fossil Rock, and the Hunter Prep Plant. But something I thought that was very interesting that we kind of talked about beforehand is how this ties into the research center and the industrial park area that you guys are trying to build out in Orangeville. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, like I mentioned a little earlier, it helps us build out with some of that, the tax dollars there, some infrastructure. So we're trying to tie in with the coal mine and the inland port to build out that industrial park. We have a few businesses interested, but you know how things go nowadays. There has to be an incentive for a business to come. So we're hoping that with them being inside the inland port, they can receive different incentives throughout the state Economic Development Office. Another key point of all this is coal mines are really, really hard to get started in this type of environment that we're in with the politics. And so having a partner with the Inland Port and the coal mine to get them on the right foot to get started, I know that they're needing capital and different things, and this is a good avenue for Wolverine Fuels to get some help.
And it's really exciting seeing all the industry that's wanting to come to Emery County. I mean, for a time when coal mining really started to decline in our area, it felt like we were on a downturn and nothing could stop us. But, you know, you guys have been taking measures over the last few years to really try and revitalize the Emery County economy, which it's impressive how you've been able to turn things around through moves like the Inland Port, the Research Center. It's incredible. Now, speaking of financials, yesterday's commission meeting, you guys also discussed the tentative budget for next year.
Yeah, we discussed it. We've been meeting with our departments on budget, talking to them about their needs and things and so we want to be conservative. We understand that taxes are incredible for our communities, and so we're just trying to budget the best we can so that those tax dollars go as far as they can. And so, so we approved a tentative budget. We'll work on it some more and then approve it in December.
And those budgets are big. They're a bit menacing to look at, but once you get into it, you really see how in-depth they really cover. And then one of those things that this budget is going to benefit is the new Senior Citizen Center that's being built in Huntington. Now, we talked about this before, but let's talk about where it's at now. What kind of updates can you provide us with?
Yeah, if you've had a chance to drive through Huntington, you'll see the building south of town. That's the new Senior Center. So, yeah, it's getting framed as we speak. It's looking good. So we're excited about that. And just to let the community know that was CIB funding, which was amazing that they wanted to support that. CIB is called the Community Impact Board, and that's through mineral lease dollars. And then we were able to pair that with COVID funds. We were given funds through the federal government when COVID happened to use for projects. So we're excited that we're able to use those funds to build that and not have a huge financial impact on the community through tax dollars. We're able to use other funds to build that building. So we're excited for it, for our seniors, and have a good location there.
And having talked to some of the seniors of Emory County, they're really excited for this too. It's shaping up to be a very nice facility. And then that kind of leads us into our next talking point, the spotlight. Who are we going to spotlight this week?
Yeah, let's spotlight the Children's Justice Center. And this is the Children's Justice Center for Carbon and Emory. They presented in our commission meeting yesterday and talked about all the things that they're doing. So what they're planning on doing is expanding a little bit, building, doing a remodel of their current property here in Emory County. I think the exciting part is just trying to keep our kids safe. I don't think it's going to get any easier on our families with the challenges our kids have. And so having the sheriff's offices and the Children's Justice Center trying to protect our kids and have counseling and things is a huge deal for our community. So just wanted to give a huge shout out and a highlight to them.
Yeah, and they're putting in a lot of hard work, like you said, helping keep our kids safe and really help just course correcting people who might find themselves on a not so great path. So they do a lot of great good for both Carbon and Emory counties. Now, let's talk about some events we have coming up for the counties. And the one that's coming up soonest is the Four Corners Trunk or Treat over in Castledale.
Yeah. It's always good to have Four Corners out in the community and have events so that if people have challenges, they know where they can go to find some of those services. So excited about that event.
Yeah, it's a really exciting one. And then on top of that, you have another Green River celebration coming up at the beginning of November, end of October, and that's going to be Outlaw Days.
Yeah, Outlaw Days in Green River. If you like the history and heritage of the outlaws and the stories, great place to go to rub shoulders with people with those same interests. So it should be a good event and a good time in Green River.
Yeah, and if you talk about Emory County, you can't ignore the fact that we are ingrained in the Old West. So much lore coming out of Emory County and the San Rafael Swell. Now, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, I think some of the challenges we're going to run into will be housing. I think it's a Utah problem with growth. So we're also looking at housing plans. We're working with UAC to try to figure out how we can build more homes in a, you know, we want to grow at a pace where our community, we still feel like we have our heritage and we feel like we're still a small town, but we need more housing for workers, not only for the coal mine, but for other developments that are happening. So housing's on the top of our mind. Just wanted to let the community know that.
Well, Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Emory County Commissioner Jordan Leonard, and we were just talking about the state of Emory County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.